We are ready to send it over to Studio 2A. My guest this week, V London, returning to the studio. They've got a packed house in there, and they're performing this weekend on Saturday over at Club Congress. So without further ado, live in Studio 2A, V London. There's only KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with V London. How's it going, everybody?
You look delightful. I think it's going good.
Thanks, Jacob. So, Vanessa, why don't you start us off with some introductions? Most people have a mic, actually, so they can, if possible, introduce themselves. But we'll just have everyone let us know who they are tonight, what they're playing. And if someone doesn't have a mic, then maybe you can introduce them on their behalf.
Great, thank you. Hi, everybody. Well, we've got Kevin Frederick, who's on fiddle and mandolin.
Hello.
And we've got Andre Grisieux on drums and percussion.
Hello.
And we've got Jason Allen, who's on bass, all things low end.
Hi.
And then we have Jacob Acosta, general amusement and backup box and
eggs. I'm here. I'm here with you.
All right, so it's been a little while since we've had you down, mm-hmm. but there's a lot to talk about as a result. So we'll start off with the most immediate. We've got a show coming up on Saturday, right?
We sure do, down at Congress.
All right, so who are you sharing the bill with on Saturday?
Two friends. So we've got Lisa Lemke. Mm-hmm. She's a singer-songwriter here in Tucson. She's new to the music scene, but cool. Not new to music.
Uh-huh.
I asked them to put together like a little description. Both of them were like, is this enough? And I'm like, I think so. It was really cute. So Lisa says that her songs are of hobos and heartache, railroads and redemption. And she's going to be joined by the Dante Verzano.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's going to join her on piano and maybe some other tricks.
Oh, fun.
If we're lucky. And then we have Jillian and the Giants, who's a soulful, bluesy band. And they've been around for just a little while, since November of last year. And the backing band members of her band are Shrimp Chaperone. So that's Chris Callahan, Paul Raddick, and Brian Jones. And they're going to be releasing a debut album called Mr. Airplane, which is just so darn cute.
It is.
This fall, hopefully. So.
Excellent. And they're actually going to be coming on Locals Only, not this upcoming month, but in June, I think.
Awesome.
So in any event, tell me, how did you get hooked up with Lisa? It's always fun when there are new people coming onto the music scene here, although it sounds like she's not new to music. But
right. Well, with Lisa, I would say that we have mutual friends, and Tucson's just so gosh darn small that you can't help but meet terrific people.
Yeah.
And so, she's become a friend for sure. So just through music as well. That's why I love this town.
Yeah. And that's going to get started on Saturday night over at Club Congress. It's after the Battle of the Bands. It's going to be in the afternoon out on the plaza. So a lot of stuff going on at Congress on Saturday. And what time does all that get started?
Yeah, it starts at 7 p.m.
Perfect.
We're inside. And actually, I just talking to a friend, Leo, last night. Billy Settlemyer and Leo are going to be on the patio that evening.
Oh, wow.
So you can't lose at Congress.
Music everywhere.
That is a lot of music.
Come to our music.
Day.
And it's all free. That's the greatest thing about it.
Free on Saturday.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. We've now taken care of the most immediate need, and now we can really talk about whatever we want. But the next item on the hit list, for me at least, is I understand that you've got a new album in the works.
It's true. So the working title right now is I Bet I Hope.
And very good. So, I like that.
So it's a work in motion for sure. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for fall, but I won't be mad if it's spring either. So, but it's going to be different from the first album. We're not exactly sure where we're going to record yet, but I think it's definitely going to be more bluesy, yet also show tuney as well, which is interesting. And so we're really going to try to play to the strengths of the people that we have. And the band's completely different from the first album. Mm-hmm. So I think that the individual flavors will...
We're all really, really, really awesome.
Definitely.
I guess. That's what that flavor part was.
We'll definitely come through on that. So I'm looking forward to it.
To what do you attribute the new sort of bluesy and show tune-y influence on this album?
It's something that I've always wanted to do and just never felt confident enough to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that now playing music in a more serious manner than I actually ever have has given me quite a bit of confidence in just kind of doing what I want.
Yeah.
So it's really opened some, I guess, avenues for me to just have more confidence in my actual ability. So, yeah.
Did you listen to musicals growing up?
No. Oh. It's like a post like 27 obsession I've come to have, and we won't go into it, but
we'll watch more musicals. I'll come hang out with you.
So, yeah. We'll see. Always a big Les Mis fan, but
so that's in the works in the future. Hopefully, fall, but maybe spring. We'll see. But where are we at right now? Are we in the writing process still? Are we workshopping some of the songs
that you
think will be on the album?
Yeah, for both of those things, but more in the writing. For sure. And so it's been an interesting process, but what we've been coming up with is pretty good so far. But I'm kind of secretive with these guys, and they're like, all right, when are you going to have something to do? I'm like, soon.
Well, how does that work?
Soon.
How do you unveil songs to everyone? And everyone else can chime in as well if you've got thoughts on that.
Like 10 seconds before we go on radio. No, I'm just kidding. She's different with, I think, all of us. She'll show some of us more based on who's there, I guess.
or I'll wind up just sending them clips through email from things I've just recorded on my way to work. Or
so it's actually
listen
way,
to this thing.
It's way more organic than you think. It's really happening right now.
So will you start off with just like a snippet of you singing a song that you record on your phone or something like that? Or do you record demos? Do you sit down in front of everyone and, you know, play a track? What's your typical MO on that?
I think in the past what I've done is start playing a melody and then start singing lyrics, and then I'm recording at the time. I record a lot while I'm just playing.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll go back and write down the lyrics I actually sang, and mm-hmm. they are sometimes just complete gibberish.
Sure.
You know, but I'll just sound it out and put vowels and put words together that make more sense or more fluid or mm-hmm. just downright more poetic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So and that's, yeah.
what's it like when you go back and you listen to those long strings of recordings? Is that a process where you find that you're rediscovering things that you don't even really remember singing, or do you usually have a pretty clear conception of how things came out?
No, I recently performed at a songwriter showcase mm-hmm. for Casa Libre, mm. and I sat down at my piano and I wrote this entire song, and I was actually using a cassette player. And it was so interesting, and it's just seemingly preconceived that I actually dressed up as a different character and presented this cassette Ooh. Player
wow.
performance. So it was also like part acting, and mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it was received in different ways, but it was it took me out of my comfort zone, and
yeah.
that was pretty interesting.
Very cool. Well, we'll have more time to talk a little bit later, but I'd like to get into another set now. As we mentioned before, you can catch View London on Saturday over at Club Congress.
Disappointments, something you can't hide. I wanna go where the land meets the sea, so this dark chasm of a heart can finally breathe. Is finally calling my name, but holding patterns predict folding in the same way again. I wanna go where the land meets the sea, so this dark chasm of a heart can finally. Bring
So this next one's called Portland.
And the previous two were Santa Fe and Darkest Place mm-hmm. equals heart.
Mm-hmm. But like that cute, like a emoticon, like heart, where like the sparkles around it.
Yeah.
Like
the, like it's not even a word. It's just internet heart.
Tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, And I'm live in Studio 2A with V London.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for coming down. So, Vanessa, I couldn't help but notice that our last two songs had geographical names, city names. We had Portland and before that Santa Fe.
Bangor, I hardly know her.
So, what is the relationship that that geography and place plays in your songwriting?
Some of my material is autobiographical, and some places I haven't been to. So Santa Fe was actually born because I was having a conversation with a friend, and he told me once that it would be interesting to hike the tracks all the way to Santa Fe from Tucson. And it just that always sat with me as being interesting. And Portland, I actually had someone call me outside of Portland, and I didn't go to Portland. So I've actually never been to Portland, but I want to go one day.
It's a lot like Santa Fe.
I hear they have good donuts.
I hear that too. I've never been to the Pacific Northwest. I'm embarrassed to say that, but
I'm surprised.
Actually. I mean, yeah. Even after Twilight, I'm finding that hard to believe.
I know that part is hard to believe.
That's such a big
part of my life. But
was it Team Edward or Team Jacob?
It's so hard to pick, but I guess Edward.
We're still talking about it.
Yeah,
good job.
To be on the fence. Yeah.
Yeah,
good job, author of that.
Yeah. You mentioned that some of the songs you write are autobiographical, some of them are not. As you're writing a song, at what point in the songwriting process, before you start writing a song, do you have a sense, you know what, I know that I've got it in me right now to write an autobiographical song or a non-autobiographical song? Is that a conscious decision, or do you just start writing and the words that come out are either words that happened to you or they didn't?
Man.
That was a really long, bad question, but the
It's not bad. No, I was thinking as you were talking, I was like, I would be terrible at Jeopardy.
Sometimes when I'm asking a bad question, I try to stretch it out so that I'll give the interviewee plenty of time to figure out how to answer that bad question.
When Steve Carell is asked on The Office how his branch is so successful, and he's just, you know, David, for no reason, don't ever do anything to anybody. And I'm like, this is Matt.
There you go.
It's madness, but it's like perfect.
It is cool. Go. I think
the answer is that no, I have no idea at any given time what is actually coming out of my mouth, whether I'm working or whether I'm in the studio with you guys, or you can ask my friends and family. They're just like, I have no idea at any point what she's going to do. And I don't either. I'm like just a babe in the woods. I don't know. Uh-huh. I pack a lunch and I'm good to go for the day. And
well, that's further than some people make it. So that's good. So of the songs that you're playing tonight, are some of these songs that are that you're cooking up for the next album? Or are these all older tunes that we've got tonight?
No, I'm under strict orders not to play any new songs.
Oh.
Yep.
So when do you think that some of those songs will start to see the light of day? Or are you going to wait until they're all recorded before you start playing them out?
I think that it'd be best because, I mean, with our first album, a lot of the songs were brand new, and I, in many ways, like, roped Leo Lopez and Brian Greene into playing with me. I was like, hey, guys, what are you doing tomorrow? And so some of those songs had been around for a while, but they had only been playing them for maybe a month before we recorded that album. And so they've grown and stretched and turned in delightful ways, but in unexpected ways as well. So I think that for this next album, it'd be best to just allow the songs to mature on their own as well. Mm-hmm. So, and I'd like to, I mean, I don't know, perform them as they are.
Yeah. So maybe I should have asked this at the beginning of the show, but we've talked about who is in the room, and we've talked about the fact that it's a different group than you had before. But what we haven't talked about is how you got from point A to point B. So tell me about the group that we have right now. How did this particular group of players come together as your new band?
That's a great question.
Lots of jokes, maybe? We just joke
I'm not sure, but there's this guy, Jake Acosta, that wrote to me about 2.5 years ago.
Three years almost ago.
And we knew each other from recording with Kelly Carpenter on her album. And
hey, yo, Kelly.
Hey, Kel.
What up, Kel?
And so he asked me if I wanted to play a benefit show for KXCI.
Oh,
1972.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We did Al Green.
Yeah, Al Green. And
I needed a leading lady for the. We wanted to have girls in this. Yeah. That, you know, kind of that appropriate time, you know, with the like the full band and the girls, singers.
Absolutely.
And I was like, I need somebody to lead.
So
and
we.
Message.
So we did that. And then I got to know the band more. And I'm not really sure what happened next. So I roped Andre into playing drums with me, and then I roped Kevin in. It was like a big corral. I was just like,
Yeah, like I said, jokes, and then she's like, oh, let's play. Okay.
And so I wanted an awesome bass player, and I wished to the Craigslist God out there. I was like, Craigslist God, can you please send me an angel? And he did.
And then they sent Jason.
And then Jake moonlights with us too right now. So I've got Roller Coaster plus a Craigslist and it's worked out pretty nicely. So
what did the Craigslist ad say? How did you describe it?
The first one was terrible. And so I was just like, somebody really cool that like likes music and joking around, but is not too serious, but serious enough. And like you know, that kind of accent was in the ad somehow.
Uh-huh.
And just like, you're only super serious, but not so super serious.
I walk a fine line. Right
so yeah. So we didn't find anybody. And then I like we cleaned it up. And I was like, all right. I think we Andre suggested putting the church and what were the other influences that we listed?
I can't remember. Maybe Jason remembers. I listened to the music. I remember that, though.
Okay.
I listened to the music, and it was good.
It's always a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, Jason, do you remember what your thought was when you saw the ad and when you were debating whether or not to respond?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
And these are honesty mics, so you can only speak the truth.
You're in a circle of trust.
Yeah.
Until we leave this place.
I like that the, I don't know, it sounded different than a lot of the stuff that it looked and sounded different than a lot of the other ads that you see on Craigslist.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever gone out there. It's a wasteland for the most part.
That's a polite way of describing it.
So, I was pleased to find something. I almost didn't reply, in fact. I was kind of on the fence.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're in the circle of trust anymore.
So what put you over the top? Just listening to the music?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good music.
Did you have like a formal audition process where you had him come in and play a 6-minute bass solo and then judge him on that? Or
No, I don't remember what we did. I think he seemed like a normal human being. And so we just met at Surly Wench and I had a Coca-Cola. And
I think I nailed the evening wear at that time.
Honestly, yeah. I did have very high expectations. So we did.
You'd be surprised how many times that works where you just hang out with them and not jam with them at all.
Yeah, absolutely. So I say we do a few more songs here.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of see where we're at, and we'll either chat one more time before we wrap it up with the last one, or you'll keep on going. But in any event, you're listening to V London here, live locals only in Studio 2A. Show coming up on Saturday at Club Congress. And before we get into that, what's a good place online to keep track of upcoming shows and find links to music and all that kind of stuff?
You mean the internet?
The interwebs, that's the one.
Interesting concept.
Yeah.
Yes, that too, but
but don't put the www if you do that one.
Yeah, don't do that. That would be very hard. That's the internet web. It's VLUNDON.com.
Perfect.
And so it's always on there.
All right. So we'll go into our next set here with V London.
Can't see nothing wrong around.
expect from anyone. Like the way you look up after me with a longing stare. And there are certain things that I just can't stand to bear. Like a reasonable explanation for all the things you've done. Can't see nothing wrong. Oh, around here. But you say, of course you don't. But I can't see nothing wrong. I can't see nothing wrong. But you say, of course you don't. And you say, of course you won't. 'Cause now you're here with me. And you're mine for this time. And I've paid my dues. You don't know how long I've waited for you. And even though I know you've got to go tomorrow, at least I've got you here with me tonight. You here with me tonight. At least I've got you here with me
Then we'll chat, and then we'll do
one more. Maybe
okay. You can do your bonus.
My
song.
Bonus song.
Yeah, bonus song.
The last song.
How did you know?
Our last song was called At Least.
And this song is called Other Side of Winter.
Thank you.
back in my heart. Those forgiven you long ago. I've come a long way through all of this. It's not like you know.
And I'm told I'll see you on the other side of something good. After all the cold airs rush by, every daughter and mother won't stir.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with V London. Thanks again for coming down.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so before we wrap things up, once again, Saturday night, Club Congress, 7 o'clock, things get started. And what's the order?
So Lisa's going on around, Thors are at 7. Mm-hmm. Lisa should be going on around 7:30. Then V London, and then Jillian the Giants.
Excellent.
So stick around for Billy and Leo, also on the patio. And then dancing. We could totally dance our blues away.
Yeah.
Not there that we would have blues after. Well, you know what I mean.
Understood. So, though, obviously, the focus right now is on Saturday. Is there anything else coming up on the horizon that we want to mention while we've got a live mic in front of us?
Yes. We have a show also. on May 8th at Borderlands Brewery.
Oh, cool.
And we're pretty sure it's 7 to 9, but it also may be 7:30 to 9:30. Either way, if you get there at 7, chances are really good you're going to see us for at least a portion of the evening.
Yep.
Evie Leon is opening for us then as well, and Borderlands Brewery is awesome. So
yeah, even just the two different shows. You know, Congress, as you already know, Matt, is a completely different experience. And mm-hmm. Borderlands is actually a really cool place with the taps and the beer that they have there, and the kind of the whole atmosphere. So that is one great thing about this town, is even if you came to our show at Club Congress,
it would be a different
Saturday,
show.
It's a completely different show at this Borderlands. So, yeah.
Very cool. And we're always happy to mention what's going on at Borderlands, because our old friend Don Jennings, creator of Locals
Aww.
Only, is setting things up over there. So anyway, we've got time to squeeze in another song before we wrap things up, but want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We'll be back, as always, 8 to 10 next Monday night. The Hub is up next with Bob Girth. And also, I've got a new podcast with Nick Prevenis and Rusty Boulay-Stevenson, which is on the KXEI website as well. You can go check that out. We'll talk about basketball, other stupid stuff like that. So anyway.
Oh, no, it's not stupid. That is
vital. That's great, man. I actually was listening the other day, and you know some stats. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, really quick, I think we also want to thank all the people that have been supporting KXEI over the drive you've been doing recently.
Absolutely.
I've been listening online, and it's just really great to have as many, just from a musician, the perspective of that, you guys really donating and coming in for KXEI. We really love the station, too. It's really important. We couldn't do these kinds of things and be here without you guys. So
Absolutely.
We're showing our appreciation right now by saying that. So.
Oh, well, thank you, Jacob. We very much appreciate you guys coming down tonight and making great music. So on that note, we'll let you guys take us out. V London, Saturday night at Club Congress.
Good times for a change. See the luck I've had to make a good man turn. Give our own.
love off high. He'll make a good man turn bad. So once in my life, I pay, get what I own. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first.